You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back on the field inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse for this week's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And let's get started with a question about Bradley Chubb and Von Miller. This one from K-Dub Caleb. Do you think the addition of Chubb will take Von to another level? Well, I think eventually Chubb could take Von Miller to another level simply because as Chubb grows and becomes more effective, you presume that he's going to draw more of the attention in opponents' blocking schemes away from Von Miller and set Von Miller up for some one-on-ones, which could allow him to post some prodigious sack totals in the future, say 2019-2020. For this year, I think Von Miller makes Bradley Chubb better, because if you take a look at some of the best edge rushers in recent years in the NFL, most of them, the ones that have gotten to double-digit sacks, were able to do so because there was a premier pass rusher somewhere else in the mix. Take Von Miller, for example. Back in 2011, he had 11.5 sacks. A big reason why? Elvis Dumervil over on the other side. Recently, a couple of years ago, Joey Bosa with the Chargers, double-digit sacks. It certainly helped him that he had Melvin Ingram there to take some of the pressure off. So I think Chubb can eventually make Von better, but in the short term, I think Von Miller is going to make Bradley Chubb better and more effective right away. Next question from Jared Wilson. Who will be the number three corner? Well, as we discussed with Bradley Chubb earlier, let's focus on a rookie in the mix, Isaac Yiadom, who has a chance to compete for that job. Yiadom, Brendan Langley, Marcus Rios, those are the three guys that could push Tremaine Brock. Now, Brock, with his experience, he's the favorite to be the number three. He's handled that role. He's handled bigger roles than that in the past over the course of his career, even though he did not see that many snaps last year with the Minnesota Vikings. So if Tremaine Brock can get back to the form that he had even a couple of years ago with the 49ers, he's your number three cornerback. However, you would like to see one of those young cornerbacks, at least one of them, step up and provide some competition and earn some reps. So that's where Yiadom, Brendan Langley, and Marcus Rios, those three guys, you want one of those to step up and at least push Tremaine Brock, because you do need a good fourth cornerback. You're not going to have all three corners healthy all season. That fourth corner is going to see some substantial reps at some point during the season. Think of the way Kayvon Webster was a few years ago. That's what you're looking for one of those young corners, even if they do not get the number three job outright. The favorite is Brock, but you want those young guys to push and earn some playing time. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. I'm on Twitter at Mace Denver. And listen to me, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater every Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on Orange and Blue, 716. Of course, you can access that on the internet as well. Plenty of places to listen. Take care, and thanks for watching.